Hi, this is a dictation for Antonio Williams, A-N-T-O-N-I-O-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Date of service is 10-7-2025, and date of birth is 10-31-1991. Date of accident is 5-23-2025. If this dictation has already been done and typed, then please disregard. If it has not been, then please carry on. Antonio Williams is here for follow-up evaluation. He reports of suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder and left knee as the main issues. Some radiation of pain to the left arm and left leg has been reported. Anteriorly, involving numbness and tingling of all the fingers, especially second, third, and fourth finger, and first and second toe. No motor weakness is reported, but the pain in the left shoulder is around 7 to 8 and has a difficult time lifting more than 100 degrees. The pain in the knee is reported to be 8. Pain in the neck is reported to be 8, and the lower back pain is reported to be 8. All of these symptoms are attributed to an alleged accident that patient was involved. On 5-23-2025, where he was rear-ended at a red light. The impact caused him some headaches also, which are getting better. Dizziness is also improving. Overall, the pain is between 7 and 8. ADLs are affected 8. Patient reports 0% relief. Kindly review the record for ADL. System review, additional issues, substance abuse, and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 144/108, pulse 68, pulse ox is 100%. Specific exam pulse from previous visit of 9/23/2025, dictation number is 0923-026. Plan is to continue all the physical therapy to the neck, lower back, left shoulder, left knee, 3 times a week with traction and massage. Patient remains off work, housework replacement and transportation has been ordered. Maps have been reviewed. The labs were ordered and reviewed from the past one. Patient is otherwise in compliance. No medication was provided as patient didn't want any medication at this time. His MRIs were done and were reviewed. The patient is found to have a inflammation of the anterior supraspinatus and anterior infraspinatus tendinitis, subscapular insertional tendinitis, bicipital tendinitis. For which patient is advised to have injections. In addition, in the left knee, patient has a cruciate ligament intersubstanced signal. Collateral ligaments are intact, meniscus is intact. In the cervical spine, C5-6, C6-7. Disc herniation is noticed. At the L4-5, an L5-S1 disc is bulging, putting pressure on the L5 and S1 nerve roots. For which patient has been advised to have a cervical and lumbar epidural steroid injection for further healing. Thank you.